Big rig trucks and other vehicles have shut down at least 3 border crossings between Canada and the U.S. in protest of pandemic health measures. Truckers and like-minded demonstrators arrived in a convoy at Ottawa's Parliament Hill 2 weeks ago and have been there ever since. Similar demonstrations are now being organized in other countries. Reporter Emma Jacobs has been covering the protests and joins us from Montreal. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
So what's the latest on these protests? Where else are we starting to see them?
So along the border, and the biggest impact is being felt at the Ambassador Bridge, which is between Windsor and Detroit. That's led to Honda, Toyota, and GM shutting down assembly lines. In Europe, Paris and Brussels say truck protesters won't be allowed in their cities. But in the U.S., organization is taking place for a convoy to D.C.
On social media, only about 10% of Canadians are unvaccinated. So given that, where are these protesters drawing support and how are people reacting to their tactics?
In the wider population, there's a lot of discomfort, though we've seen, you know, small numbers can have a big impact. There have been reports of a lot of harassment from the protesters, and they're refusing to accept decisions made by a democratically elected government. So there's concern that the support and even the style of the protests, that there's some U.S. influence there. I was in Ottawa this week, and this is what I was hearing.
In a supply depot set up in a city parking lot to support the demonstrators, volunteers are discussing how to manage donated fuel. The night before, police had confiscated thousands of gallons here. The protesters have also assembled massive amounts of food and other supplies. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly has insisted it's these resources, as well as the outsized vehicles, that have allowed a couple hundred remaining protesters to bring downtown Ottawa to a standstill.
The level of organization, funding, and capability around this demonstration is probably one of, if not the most important factor that makes it unique, unprecedented, and singularly risky in every aspect.
There's been a lot of speculation in Canada about the role of international support, particularly since a fundraiser on GoFundMe for the convoy raised 10 million Canadian, nearly 8 million US dollars in a matter of days.
So we've got this really small pool of 10% of the population that are not vaccinated or vaccine hesitant, and yet there's this vast amount of money that's coming in.
Candace Kelshall is president of the Canadian Association of Security and Intelligence Studies in Vancouver. One suspicion, which Kelshall says is backed up by tracing donations made in cryptocurrency, is that a lot of funds have come from the United States.
We want those great Canadian truckers to know that we are with them all the way. They are.
The moment that Donald Trump started talking about this, I thought, oh boy, here we go.
Regina Bateson is an assistant professor of international affairs at the University of Ottawa.
This is going to lead to yet more escalation in the situation here on the ground. It's going to lead to more resources flowing into the group that's here occupying Ottawa.
Coverage in right-wing U.S. media, including Fox News, has included wildly inflated numbers of participants. The GoFundMe campaign was shut down after Canadian law enforcement objected. But then the Texas Attorney General announced an investigation on behalf of Texas donors. Bruce Hayman, former U.S. ambassador to Canada, says organizers' anti-government tone makes the support from American politicians troubling.
Democracies are fragile. And we learned that on January 6th, and we're still learning a lot more. Canada's learning that as well, that with this small group of people, but unfortunately with outside influence from people from our own country that shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
The main convoy fundraiser has since moved to a Christian crowdfunding site where it raised more than $1 million in the first day. Yesterday, an Ontario court froze the funds. It's hard to know how much donated money has reached the organizers or how it's being spent. But, says Stephanie Carvin,
this crowdfunding is now almost more about the crowd than the funding.
Carvin, a former national security analyst for the Canadian government, now at Carleton University, says the fundraisers have become symbols of support.
Considering that the vast majority of Canadians don't approve of these methods or the convoys, and that the support for any of these measures that the convoy is taking is actually declining, I think the international support is actually even going to matter more as this potentially goes on in the future.
She notes American flags have been seen in the crowd, even a Trump 2024 flag carried by a man on horseback. On a recent evening in Ottawa, most of the flags on display were Canadian. Others read F. Trudeau, referring to the Canadian Prime Minister.
In my 52 years of being on this planet, I don't think I've ever been as proud to be a Canadian as I am down here with these people.
Scott Bazinet was put on leave from his job in the federal government after he refused to comply with a vaccine mandate for federal employees. He drove more than 2,000 miles to be here from his home in Edmonton.
Never in my wildest dreams would I ever think Canadians would start a revolution for freedom. If anything, our big brother, the States, you think them, you know, they're always so patriotic. You know, we're American, you know, we're proud. Here's little brother Canada, and we started stuff in every country now in the world.
Doesn't sound like someone who's ready to go home. Emma, what's the government doing? Is there any end in sight?
It's a good question. There are a lot of discussions between the different levels of government, but no clear plan yet.
Emma Jacobs in Montreal, thank you.
Thank you.